The first time I was gripped by a longing to be an inhabitant of another city happened before I became a writer, in Italy when I was about 19. In Rome at nightfall, with the shops dazzlingly illuminated in the early darkness, I was overcome by a desire to be not just in that city, as I was at that moment, but of it. I wanted to be one of those Italians waiting at the tram stop at nightfall. I wanted those medieval streets, those strange delicatessens, those standing room only cafes, to be the vernacular of my world. Perhaps it was a nascent fiction writer in me, trying to project myself into other lives, but the same longing overcame me again in Venice and again in Florence. Later, I felt it in Athens, where couples sped through the hot summer streets on motorbikes, and in Paris, where the Boulevard Saint-Germain should surely have been my home. Even today, visiting a foreign city leaves me fantasizing about what it would be like to live there, to cloak myself in another identity and become a denizen of that world. Could I live there as a writer? Would doing so change my point of view and the subjects I write about? As it happened, I did finally achieve a version of that fantasy. Although I never found a way to live in Rome, I did move to Mexico City and later to Paris, living in the latter for more than a decade. Paris, as it turned out, was where I became a writer, though I had not gone there for that purpose, a stereotype I wanted to avoid. Both those cities moulded me as a writer and sensitised me to other worlds. I understood from the inside what it meant to live as an urban Mexican, sharing the minute details of a Mexican life. I learnt what it was like to be a Parisian, subject to the same frustrations and the same aesthetic charms. Knowledge of life in these cities that I could never have acquired without inhabiting them surfaced in my fiction. Each gave me subjects for my work. Sometimes, though, I have to leave a city in order to write about it. Living there makes a strange familiar, desensitizing me to what brings it alive. Cities like Paris are so clothed in stereotype that the challenge is to keep the clichés at bay. Often it is the sharpness of missing, or perhaps the acuteness of contrast, that allows me to grasp the essence of a city I have left. These days, as a writer, I ask different things of the city in which I live. Aura has had to make room for practicality, peace in order to write, but interaction at the crossroads, inspiration, but also distraction, and the ability to earn a living, provided the cost of that living isn't too high. Finding the elusive balance between inspiration and livability will no doubt remain a challenge for as long as I remain a writer. It is also certain to influence what I write.